There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And welcome back. It's time for another weekly This Week in Skating episode. Matteo, Gina, yes. It was Skate America weekend.
Yes, it was.
You know what was super fun about it? We got to chat. While the event was going on, we were each watching our own separate feeds. It was so much fun to have real-time conversations about what we were watching. Mm-hmm. Tons of great skating to talk about. However, we will not be talking about it in this episode. You will get a second episode with our thoughts on Skate America.
Yes, you're getting two episodes this week coming to you on the same day. Our weekly one where we're just going to be talking about the other news that is going on in the skating world, and then our Skate America one where we may have a special guest joining us to talk about all things Skate America. But let's move on to the news. We have to start, unfortunately, with a safe sport story. Isabella Flores and Yvonne Desiatov were unexpectedly withdrawn from Skate America. Now, the withdrawal came early Wednesday, and that was just a day after they were mentioned in a U.S. figure skating press release that they were going to be competing at the event. Now, at the time, no reason was given for their withdrawal. On Friday, October 18th, it was announced that Yvonne was temporarily suspended by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, pending an investigation of a complaint against him. No additional information has been released. Now, Flores and Desiatov's Team USA bio was removed from the U.S. figure skating fan zone. And we just want to mention, This Week in Skating was scheduled to release an interview with Isabella Flores and Yvonne Desiatov this past Thursday, ahead of Skate America. We spoke to them prior to the withdrawal and suspension. However, given what is going on, that episode will not be released. And we just wanted to let you know, in case you were listening and you heard us mention that we had another episode for you, that episode will not be airing.
So while speculation ran amok on social media this past weekend, no further details have been confirmed at this time. And following the goal that we set when we created this podcast, we will report on any news and updates as they are released. But at this time, this is the information that we have available to us, and we will keep you posted as details either come or don't come available in the future. So moving on to general skating news, Valentina Plazas and Maximiliano Fernandez of the U.S. have withdrawn from both NHK Trophy and Cup of China. Valentina and Max posted a message on Instagram saying they have withdrawn due to an ongoing injury. Valentina also posted a message on Twitter. We'll have links to those in our show notes. Their replacements for those two events are Anastasia Vipenlaw and Luke Digby of Great Britain. They will be skating at NHK Trophy. And Katie McBeath and Daniel Parkman of the U.S. will skate at Cup of China. Those will be the second Grand Prix assignments for both the skaters.
Siyang Zhang and Ziki Xia of China have also withdrawn from Cup of China. They're replaced by Julia Cheticina and Michael Wozniak of Poland. And Lucrezia Beccari and Matteo Gorizia of Italy also withdrawn. They've withdrawn from Skate Canada. They are being replaced by, again, Julia Cheticina and Michael Wozniak.
Luna Hendricks has withdrawn from her first assignment at Grand Prix de France, saying in an Instagram story on October 18th that she needed additional time to ensure that she is fully prepared for upcoming events. She is being replaced by Sarah Everhart, so Sarah Everhart now has two Grand Prix assignments.
Alexia Paganini, the 2018 and 2022 Olympian for Switzerland, has announced her retirement from competitive skating.
2022 Japanese bear champion Miu Yuonoki announced she has teamed up with Canadian bear skater Tristan Taylor. They are representing Japan and training with Drew Meekins and Natalia Mishkutenok in Colorado Springs.
Well, moving on to our event results. Again, Skate America, we're not talking about it in this episode, so make sure if you want to hear all things Skate America, tune in to the other episode that's going to be called Skate America. So we had a Challenger Series event in France. And so, Matteo, you want to kick things off with the women?
Absolutely. So Chaeyeon Kim of South Korea won the event, leading on both segments and totally 204.67 points, just a point shy of her personal best. This season, she has also won the Shanghai Trophy Invitational. Nina Petrokina of Estonia earned the silver medal, confirming her second place in both short and free programs. And Fionn Landry of Canada managed to climb up from sixth in the short to third in the free to win the bronze medal in her senior international debut.
Now, there was this competition on YouTube. It was being streamed. And I noticed on Saturday, there was a hole on the ice that delayed the women's free skate, Matteo. And skaters then had to skate around two cones. It was very interesting. I was kind of wondering, you know, yeah, you don't see skaters having to compete around two, you know, watch out for two cones. So I'm not sure if that got any better as the event went on. I don't know.
That's kind of interesting because they were plagued by other things happening, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
Gina, what happened with the men?
Well, for the men, we got to see Adam Siho Himfaz first event of the season, scored a 272.38, first in both segments with a margin of almost 40 points from second. The first Challenger Series legal backflip in the short program. Ilya Malinin did the first Challenger Series legal backflip in the free skate at Lombardia Trophy, and then this past week he just did it at Skate America. We'll talk about that later. Lukasz Brzyski of Switzerland took home the silver with a score of 233.22. He was second after the short program, but ended fourth in the free and second overall. Mikhail Selefko of Estonia earned the bronze. He was fifth after the short, but climbed up to second in the free skate. His brother Alexander ended in eighth, going from third in the short to 13th in the free. Now there was a junior men's event. Parker Heidrich of Canada won the event, followed by Lorenzo Alano in second and Nicholas Brooks in third, and they are both from the United States. All right, Daphne, how about Dan's?
So, Lithuania's Allison Reed and Solius Ambrulevičius won the event. This is the first time we've seen them this season. They were the leaders following the rhythm dance, but were second in the free. Two American teams took the other available medals. In silver medal position, Caroline Green and Michael Parsons, who were first in the free dance, but remained in second place and took the silver medal. In the bronze medal position were Ava Pate and Logan Bai. They won by just 0.4 over Yuka Orihara and Juho Perinen of Finland. It's worth noting, Pate and Bai did not skate to Charlie Chaplin, which is what we saw when we saw them in Lake Placid. They have changed their free skate music to Hungarian Rhapsody. Now, following the junior men's free skate on Thursday, and this is where things get a little bit crazy, the rest of the events were postponed due to a severe weather alert, thunderstorms, and a risk of flooding that was taking place in the area. Following a team leaders meeting, it was decided that the junior women's free, junior ice dance, and senior pairs free events had to be canceled due to bad weather risks. So the final results of those events are the short program and rhythm dance results. So in the junior women, Stefania Gladke of France won the gold, followed by Reese Rose of Canada and Kira Baranovskaya of Latvia. In junior dance, Selena Fragi and Jean-Hans Furneaux of France took the gold, with Louise Bordeaux and Martin Chardin taking silver, and Emily Renzi and Will Lissauer of the United States took the bronze medal. In senior pairs, Minerva Fabian-Haas and Nikita Volodin of Germany won gold, followed by Isabella Gomez and Alexander Korovin of Philippines taking silver. And then the bronze medal went to Louise Erhard and Mathis Pellegris of France.
Yes, and that senior pairs event was not part of the Challenger Series. It was just an international event. Well, check out our show notes for results from Diamond Spin, Japanese Novice Nationals, New Zealand Nationals, and Skate Ontario Sectional Series, which had novice solo dance in it.
Yes, I was so excited that Canada seems to be breaking into solo dance and having competitions, and so it was fantastic to see that they were holding a novice solo dance event. Moving on to featured articles and interviews. Ashley Wagner is now coaching at the Nantucket Skating Academy, where she specializes in teaching adults. Ashley moved to the island recently with her husband and baby girl, Rosie.
Moving on to social media updates. Olivia Ealing and Dallin Kane's rhythm dance costumes from 2023-2024 were selected to be displayed at the Olympic Museum in Lausanne, Switzerland. Olivia and Dylan wore the costumes at the Youth Olympic Games, where they won the silver medal.
That's such a huge honor. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them. Slovakia's Laura Hekova shared on her Instagram story that she and partner Alex Volky had to withdraw from the junior pairs event at Diamond Spin after an injury to Hekova during practice prior to the short program. She is now back in Slovakia getting treatment. So we wish her the best in her recovery. So let's move on to some upcoming events for the week.
Yes,
we Skate Canada!
The second Grand Prix now.
Yes.
We head to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Not physically. Neither, all three of us are not going to Halifax, Nova Scotia, but the Grand Prix moves there. So,
you know, I could have.
Yeah, I know you could have.
Man, if I had more PTO, I probably would have gone. However, PTO bank's running a little short, so I'll be watching it on TV like everyone else.
Yes. All right, Matteo, you want to talk about the men who will be competing in Halifax?
Yes, Jason Brown is making his return to the Grand Prix Series. He last competed at the Grand Prix event in 2021. Ilya Malinin is competing in his second Grand Prix event in 2 weeks, so back-to-back. Good luck to him. And Shun Sato, Sota Yamamoto and Yuan Cha are all top contenders for the podium as well.
Wow, that is packed.
Yeah. Well, for the women, like Jason Brown, Alyssa Liu is also making her first appearance at a Grand Prix since 2021. And again, just going to plug you, if you haven't checked out our interview with Alyssa Liu, please do. Elise Lynn Gracie is competing in back-to-back Grand Prix events. Now, she was just given the second Grand Prix assignment before Skate America, where she finished sixth at Skate America. And there is a stacked contingent of Japanese women. We have world champion Kaori Sakamoto, Hana Yoshida, Reno Mitsuzuki, then Kimi Rapan, and Ekaterina Kurkova are other podium contenders. Good women's event here.
In the pairs, Diana Stelato-Dudet and Maxime Duchamp are looking to repeat as champions. Annika Hocke and Robert Konkel of Germany and Anastasia Golubeva and Hector Giotiopoulos-Moore of Australia are also competing at the event, alongside Emily Chan and Spencer Oh that missed the Grand Prix Series last season, so they're making a comeback here.
In dance, Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier will go head-to-head with Marjorie Lajoie and Zachary Laga. It'll be interesting to see how Lajoie and Laga stack up against Gillis and Poirier, especially after what we had happen last week at Skate America. You know, anything can happen. The ice is slippery. Also competing, Evgenia Lopareva and Jeffrey Brousseau of France, Natalie Tashlerova and Philip Tashler of the Czech Republic, and three American teams, Emily Brady and Ian Somerville, Una Brown and Gage Brown, and Emily Azingas and Vadim Kolesnik, will also be fighting to establish themselves as the top U.S. team in this event.
Well, we also have a challenger next week, Nepala Memorial, taking place in Bratislava, Slovakia. There is a paid live stream via Solid Sport, and we will have that information in our show notes. Matteo, kick it off with the men.
Yes, we are going to see Daniel Brasil and Nikolai Memel of Italy, Adam Agara and Lukas Baklavic of Slovakia, and Hangil Kim of Korea. So quite an interesting one.
Over with the women, Nikki Juarez of the Netherlands continues her comeback. Ashun Yoon of Korea and Christina Eslayev of Germany finish off, fresh off her diamond spin win, will be competing.
So the dance roster is a little bit interesting because I'm wondering if some of these teams are not going to compete. Several of them were at Skate America last week, including the gold medalist and bronze medalist from Skate America. So currently on the roster, Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson of Great Britain, Olivia Smart and Tim Deke of Spain, Diana Davis and Gleb Smokin of Georgia are on the roster, as well as Julia Turkila and Matthias Versluis of Finland. Also, this is the first Challenger Series event for Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky, who we are comfortable with or have seen them at the junior level. This is their first Senior Challenger Series event. Also, other events taking place this week, Japanese Eastern Sectionals, Junior and Senior, Crystal Skate, Mezzaluna Cup Ice Dance Competition, and Northern Lights Trophy will all take place. We'll have links to those events as well as dates and locations in our show notes. Well, we like to end every episode by shining a lens on what's going on at our respective websites.
So this week in skating, remember that we're going to publish a separate Skate America episode with a special guest. So make sure you check it out. Don't forget to check our merchandise available on our swag page, and you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes.
Over at IDC, I have photos from Japan Novice Nationals. There are a couple of teams. I've actually been following two of the teams for a couple of years, so it's great to see them kind of grow and change through photos. I also have pictures from Skate America, and I will have photos from Skate Canada this week, and we will have a recap of Skate America up soon, within the next day or two. Gina, what's going on at FSO?
Well, I will have photos from Skate America along with a recap from Skate America. I will have photos next week from Skate Canada, and midweek, my Skate Canada hub will be up.
Wow. Well, another busy week is ahead for us. Lots of events to keep track of, and be looking for that Skate America episode. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Matteo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.